They connected it from somewhere else. Ads. It's not Ox 3 anymore.
Yeah, it's not.
We're going to bring you now Sri Meenakshi Temple Society, your host Geeta the Divine Song Ravala, along with Sri the Fortune Ravala and Kanti Delight, also Rakesh the Full Moon, are in the studio. Today we are going to cover for Tara the Star Nursing Man, who is missing in the studio. So we're going to take you travel with us for the next hour also. Till 2 p.m. we'll be here bringing you Meenakshi Temple segment, what's happening at Meenakshi Temple, and live events in Houston, sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston. And Partha Sarathi ji will be here today to talk about Hindu Youth Awards. Also, we'll be speaking about Ugadi, that is an inquest topic for this hour. And what's happening at Meenakshi Temple Society? On April 8th, Friday at 7 p.m., they're celebrating Ugadi, and this is a year which is named as Durmukhi Nama Samvatsaram. It's called Durmukhi Nama Samvatsaram, and Telugu, Kannada, and Marathi New Year. At 7 p.m. on April 8th, Sri Venkateshwara Abhishekam is happening. At 7:30 p.m., Panchanga Shravanam in Telugu and Kannada during Alankaram will be happening. When God is getting dressed up, the Panchanga Shravanam. Panchanga Shravanam is whatever is going to happen. The predictions for next year are going to be spoke by a priest who knows how to do Panchangam, how to read the Panchangam, and all the devotees can look at a glimpse of next year what's going to happen for Durmukhi Nama Samvatsaram. And at 8:30 p.m. on April 8th, Aarti at Sri Sundareshwara Meenakshi, Venkateshwara and Padmavati Sannidhis is going to happen, and also Prasadam will be there. And there's also Neem Pachadi, which is a pickle made of, it's a special, Ugadi special, a pickle made of neem leaves, little neem flowers
brown
actually.
Brown sugar.
Neem flower, brown sugar, mango, and what else? Salt. So it's the reason for this Ugadi Pachadi. We are going to talk about it in inquest of Hinduism. Why do we do with this four? Like there's sweet in it, there's bitterness in it, and the sour. All this, you usually take it on the first, the day of Ugadi. So what's happening more, and if you want more information on Ugadi festival that's happening on April 8th at Meenakshi Temple, you can call 281-489-0358, or you can also email chkaruna@yahoo.com. And for sponsorship, also you can contact Meenakshi Temple, Sri Ram Sheela at gmail.com, and puja is only $21 and abhishekam and puja is $31. So you can participate at Ugadi festival in Sri Meenakshi Temple segment. You can start your new year with a puja and abhishekam for a very reasonable amount. And Hindu dharma classes and spiritual satsangs at Meenakshi Temple. You need more information. The class is different topics for discussion for seniors, adults, and teenagers every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Topics are principles, philosophy, and practice of Hindu dharma rituals and meditation, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and teachings of several of our gurus. So they are going to happen at Meenakshi Temple. The number to call is, I don't have the number right now, but I'll give it to you shortly. But the satsang schedules for April are April 3rd, April 10th, April 17th, and April 24th. So if anybody is interested in these satsangs and these topics, these are the dates, and we'll shortly give the numbers. And information regarding temple calendar, if you have any need any information, you can always view Meenakshi Temple's online calendar at emeenakshi.org. And now let me bring you another beautiful song that is Shubham Karoti.
When you want the Tata to call.
He's calling at 10:35. 10:35.
10:35.
Yeah.
What 10:35?
Oh,
The
sorry,
one?
1:35.
Are you sure?
Yes. Let me see. There's no number
Because he
here.
just asked me, I asked him, so.
It's like sponsorship. Hindu Dharma classes and spiritual satsang. There's no number.
There is no number here. So just give the temple number now, which you gave on the top.
Bala Iyer is there.
281. 281-489-0358.
Rakesh bhai, do you have any Mataji songs with you? You play some Mataji songs, like Meenakshi or some Shivji songs.
You can get it from the internet.
Internet, but if you have.
No, I don't have it. I might have it on that. Yeah.
Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Next Saturday, yes, next Saturday's program. See, I think because of Ugadi, I think they are doing the Abhishekam on Friday. But do you have online, you can log into online calendar? eMeenakshi.org, and if we get some information, we will let you know. We'll announce it on air. Okay, thank you. They want Meenakshi Temple. Can you see next Saturday anything happening at Meenakshi temple, Sridharji?
Ma, that's all because they didn't, as I printed the temple times, I've checked online. They have the temple times, right? There must be regular pujas going on. Probably nothing. I'll also double check, but. Events calendar.
Kantipai, do you have Balayya's number? No?
I have his email. Let me see.
We can give him.
Recently sent a number.
There is nothing, ma. They didn't publish anything for April.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Their article is.
I'm checking the.
Email, we give email.
BNIR@yahoo.com.
B?
BN.
BN?
Mm-hmm.
IR. AIYER, right?
AIYER.
BNIR@yahoo.com.
April 14th is Tamil New Year, that's what, they don't have anything specific on Saturday. Ayyappa Abhishekam, next Saturday, oh no.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. My name is Geeta, the divine song Ravana. And at Meenakshi Temple, again, Hindu Dharma classes and spiritual satsangs are happening every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Satsang schedules for April are April 3rd, April 10th, April 17th and April 24th. April 3rd, message of Bhagavatam. Message of Bhagavad Purana is a topic, and Dr. Arun Mukhopadhyay is going to talk about it. I think it's over. Today is April 3rd. That topic is over because it happened at 10:30. And next satsang, spiritual satsang, is going to happen on April 10th, that is Sunday, MTS Golden Group Meet. Topic and speakers are yet to be determined, but it will be something about Hindu philosophy and practice of Hindu Dharma rituals and meditation. April 17th, Dr. Bala N. Iyer is going to speak about In Search of an Eternal Reality. April 24th, Sunday, Sri R. Parthasarathy is going to talk about Wisdom of Yoga Vasishta. Beautiful topics, and if you want to attend these topics, you can contact bnayer@yahoo.com. That's B as in boy, N. AIYER@yahoo.com. They are happening at Meenakshi Temple every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So what is, when is he calling? I told him to call. He said about 1:35.
Okay, if you told them, then we leave it there.
No, he already said he'll call at 1:35. I said, okay, sure.
Okay. Did you give another time? No, I didn't.
That's Hindu.
Yeah, because next is Hindus of Houston. So if you take in that segment, that will be fine. So we'll ask him to call in 10 minutes. Or 5 minutes. At 1:25. We'll announce Hindu Youth Awards and then...
Do you happen to have that recording which Taraji gave you? That
Mayuresh.
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 Yeah, play that. Yeah.
We'll play that.
That's a good one. So you want me to tell him? 1:25?
1:30, yeah.
Not that
one. Or one, yeah, you can call now if he wants to.
You want to? Now?
Vedic fair starts what time? Vedic fair will start what time?
3:30. 3:30? Yeah.
3:30 to 10?
9 o'clock.
Ma, build up some momentum. Events? Going, songs what? Are going slow, I think.
Events?
Yeah.
You have?
Mayuresh. Play Mayuresh first.
Hold on, Ma. Let me, I'm looking.
You it,
no, I'm looking no, at it.
Here's a beautiful song by Pandit Jasraj Ji. It's Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namaste. What's the song? What is this? Namaskar Partha Sarathi Ji. I have to say the whole thing. Bhagwan. Okay, one second. Yeah. Hold on. I'll announce it.
We have Shri Partha Sarathi Ji. We'll be talking about Hindu awards, Hindu youth awards that are going to happen, that's going to take place
Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Meenakshi Temple on April 9th.
Yes. And who is Mr. Partha Sarathi Ji? Is the president of Hindus of Greater Houston, who are hosting this event. It's one of their signature events. Every year they recognize Hindu youth with these awards. It's a very beautiful theme. So this year they're going to do it at Sri Meenakshi Temple, and shortly Mr. Partha Sarathi Ji will be going to speak with you all.
Yes, and Sri Meenakshi Temple, it's a non-profit organization. Primary objectives of Sri Meenakshi Temple are involved in religious, cultural, educational, and social, as well as charitable activities of the community. And they also assist in meeting all the needs, social and charitable needs of their goals. And in keeping with those objectives, I think Meenakshi Temple has organized this youth scholarship also, 2016 youth scholarship. So seniors who do not meet the eligibility criteria but require financial assistance also can apply. But the eligibility criteria is they have to be in Houston vicinity. Residents should be in Houston. High school graduation should be May 2016. Date of enrollment in college should be fall 2016. SAT score is 1800 and above. ACT score is 27 and above. GPA should be 3.5 or above. So academic record should be B plus average.
Yeah, that's the Meenakshi Temple scholarship.
Youth scholarship. And we will shortly speak to Mr. Partha Sarathi
about the 6th annual Hindu Youth Awards fundraising gala on April 9th at Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Namaste, Patsaji. You're on air.
Namaste.
How are you doing? Pretty good. Okay. So, you are going to talk about Hindu Youth Awards I think you've been giving these awards from Hindus of Greater Houston for quite some time now. That's right. So what does, you know, HG, why do you hold this function for youth award function every year?
We are calling it beauty of Hinduism, Parthaji.
Thank you for all good words, Parthasarthiji. It encourages us more to dwell into Hinduism and bring it more and more. So, thank you. Thank you. And it's now under the leadership of Kantiji.
Thank you for the kind words.
Ever smiling Kantiji is also here. And all the credits go to our acharyas who bring this tradition, ritual, shlokas, the deep, deep everything about Hinduism to us. I think all the credits to our gurus, I would say. But yes, let's jump into our youth award function. It's going to be next week, Parthaji, and I really want to know why you conduct this function every year. Wow, sixth year, and this is very important because as they graduate from high school, the recognition will, the award will also keep them connected to whatever contributions they have done. So the seva they have done to, their own, organization or everything, once, I think it will make them motivate to do even more. It kind of, I think it will keep the connections. That's really nice of you.
Yeah, and then in the same keeping up on the same level, we need to recognize Parthaji to the listeners. Parthaji is like multifaceted. He's been president to the BKM, association. His wife runs a very successful school and, trains all the kids in the dance, the classical dance of India. And then they're very active couple in the community. And we do run into him quite often. And then we know he's very humble. And who other than him can really tell us like, you know, about Hindu Youth Awards. And that's, we truly believe what we are saying right now. And so just moving to the next question we have, Parthaji, is why do, I know, like, you know, you Hindus of Greater Houston choose a different location every year for a youth awards. Is there any specific reason and why you've chosen Meenakshi Temple this time? Yes. 6 months, yes. Meenakshi Temple, yes.
It's including everybody. That's beautiful. It's including everybody, and sense of inclusion will also come. And I like the answer which you gave. It's an exposure to a culture, which is very important for kids, for youth, everybody. Like, the more you are exposed to a culture, the more you're going to learn, and the more you're going to see it, you know, live, right? You know, that's when it makes sense to them instead of talking. I think that's a very good idea that you're, instead of doing it in another place, you just take this to these places which are, you know, exhibiting the tradition, which are practicing the tradition, and which are showing the tradition to kids and youth so that they can see firsthand.
And each temple or center has their own unique something. Like, for example, Guruvayappa Temple is the only temple I know. They have the Tula Bar there.
Yes.
Because when we were doing the Krishna play last year, I've been there just to see that.
The Tula Bar, yes.
Yes. Yes, it's unique.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
So much of learning happening. Yes, so much of learning happening, especially when you take them there. That's a very, very nice way to celebrate Hindu awards. And Parthaji, I see that you have this year, your chief guest is Joseph Emmett, right? So, is there a reason why did you choose?
Yeah, what is? Very, very good question. Very, very careful. And I think the chief guest that we select is one that is
So you're connecting east and west, not only that's a very nice
east and west through east.
Through east.
Yes. And just for the listeners, Joseph Emmett is son of Judge Emmett, and Judge Emmett is very active in all our Indian events. You can see him in quite a bit of the events. He's a student of Swami Parthasarathy, and we are speaking to another Parthasarathy, president of Hindus of Greater Houston. And then he's a graduate in Vedanta philosophy. So that brings to the next question. We also spoke about Vedanta last week. What is Vedanta and how you think it is linked to management studies? Yes. Yes.
So when you say one-on-one, do they need to come early for that, or it's they can come early at Meenakshi Temple on April 9th and they can interact with Joseph Emmett? Okay. Is there any time for that? I know 5:45 you asked everybody to come, but if any youth want to interact on a one-on-one with Joseph Emmett. Still talk. Very nice speaker. I think our Hindu youth can be, you know, it's such a motivation to interact with Joseph Emmett. Especially, I would love to interact with him. What made him do Vedanta studies?
And even Partha covered quite a bit, like, you know, what happens when, you know, kids come to high school and now they start losing all the empowerment of these things, you know, they've learned as a child.
Is there a website before you go, Parthaji, where we can get more information? And do they just drop by, or is there a registration they can email and reserve their seats? So for all, yes, and for all youth, 14 years, between 14 and 30 are absolutely free. Amazing event, and they can be there, interact with Joseph Emmett, and, you know, are absolutely, dinner is free. So I think youth of Houston, I would really encourage all of you to go to Meenakshi Temple on April 9th, but register yourself, look at the website, Hindus of Houston. Is that the website? Hindus of Houston.org.
And we make a call to all the parents to be there and encourage your youth to be there to listen to Joseph Emmett, and also see how this program has evolved over the years. This is the sixth chapter. And thank you very much, Parthaji.
One more thing. If parents want to come, it's $150 or what's the... $50 per person for parents or anybody who is about 30.
Yes. And it's worth it. And then, you will take a lot and lot from this because our kids need it. So, thank you very much, Partha Sartaji, and nice speaking with you.
This is very important.
We're right behind you, Parthaji, there. Okay.
Thank you. Namaste. Wish you all the best and have a blissful week, Parthaji. Namaste. Nice, they are doing that. 14 to 30 free, absolutely dinner. Free.
Yeah.
Today, Papa Ji came out of puja room, right? Sridharji, suddenly we saw Papa Ji's picture. I put it inside. I think suddenly Sridharji was doing something. I was like, I went to puja room and then Papa Ji was there. Where did you get this? I put it inside. So I think he found it somewhere.
Now, our table is reserved, right? We already have the table.
I don't know. Oh,
that's what Taraji said.
Taraji said? Then it's reserved. It's a complimentary table we are getting?
I don't know.
Better be complimentary.
Well, we'll pay some donation anyway.
Mom, we have to quickly cover some events.
You have the events?
Yeah, Bhagya Bihari at least.
Did they send you?
Yeah, Kanti Bhai, they sent
you. Oh, you got it. Okay.
And then we'll announce the topic.
Yes. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are here every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. It's an authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma Hinduism. You're listening to Gita, the Divine Song, Ramla, and Shri, the Fortune. And Shriji, do we have any events going on you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, we are going to talk about that in a bit. But before that, we're going to speak about Ugadi. There are four states, this state now five, because Andhra Pradesh is now two states. So it's celebrated in Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Konkani area, and in Maharashtra. So, we're going to talk a bit about it, Ugadi. And then we're going to touch base, why we do the Pachadi thing. Why it is in four tastes, culmination of...
It's not Pachadi, it is Pachadi.
It's
That's
Pachadi.
How we say it. Pachadi.
Yes, it's Pachadi.
Pachadi means pickle. I don't know, what do you call in Gujarat, that mango pickle, Gujarati, Katibai?
No, this is that neem with the neem.
Yeah.
No, other mango pickles which we have, what do you call
there
it?
There are two
achar,
types
right?
of... Achar. Two types of mango pickle. One is sweet and one is...
Hot.
Hot, yes.
Hot, yes. Yeah, of course, Gujarati, everything is has to be sweet and hot. I like sweet and hot, sweet and spicy. And yes,
we have to. There's one announcement. Bhagya Bihari Parivar is going to have their Acharya Mrudra Krishna Goswami Ji, beautiful rendition of Bhagavatam. He's going to be there from May 15th to through May 21st at Sri Swaminarayan. This is ISO Temple.
ISSO
on Signet Road.
Signet Road.
Yeah, we're going to give more details of it as we come closer and closer, but that's the program where people look forward to, and it is something we recommend. It's very beautifully done. You can know a lot of good things about Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam is about Krishna Leela. It's all about Krishna and his stories.
Yes.
So if you want to establish a connection with Krishna, be there from May
15th to 21st. Yeah. They do about it in 7 days.
And it's beautifully done. He tells the story and then we get to dance.
And you get to learn the new rahasyas of Bhagavatam. Every time you listen to him.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And that's about bhaktas and God. And it's beautiful. I really love the Sudama story which he told last time. It's beautiful. Yeah. And you gain a lot of knowledge also, how to conduct yourself and how to be a bhakta. It's beautiful. So it's not just a story he's going to do. He does a story, and then there'll be songs where some of you who would love to dance can, you know, dance in devotion. So you get to do both practicals as well as theory.
Yes. Oh. Of all the things, you know, the Mrudul Krishna Swami Goswamiji is like a very good storyteller. I've been there, I've seen it, I feel it. And then moving on to the next announcement we have for Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir. They have on Chaitri Navratri Ashtami Puja and Avan of Sri Durga Mataji and Bauchariji on April 13th. It starts, the puja starts at 2 p.m., Avan starts at 4 p.m., and then Mahaprasad will be followed by Aarti at 7 p.m. And they're also celebrating Ram Navami Puja and Ram Janamotsav and Abhishek on Thursday, April 14th. Puja starts at 11:30 a.m. and Ram Parivar Abhishek starts at 12 p.m. And they have Anuman Jayanti Puja and the Janamotsav and Abhishek on Thursday, April 21st. Puja starts at 12 p.m. and Anumanji Abhishek starts at 12:30 p.m. So they are located at 6640 Arvind Drive. And their website is shivshakmandir.org and their email is shivshakmandir45@yahoo.com. Be there, enjoy all the programs. And now, moving on to Ugadi.
Ugadi. So, we are going to talk shortly about Ugadi. Before that, I would like to bring you this song, which is Ambe Mata song. Jai Ambe, Jagadambe Mata, Jai Ambe. That's none other than our Anuradha Padwalji singing this song. Jai Ambe, Jagadambe Mata, Jai Ambe. You have something to talk about Ugadi? You'll talk for some time? Or only Pachadi?
No, I can talk. But I think let's cover that Pachadi thing. That is more
interesting. Are you hungry or what?
Yeah, because why they do that thing?
I'll cover why we do Ugadi and all that.
Pachadi sounds like Khichadi.
Yeah, you can say that.
I think it's more Ayurvedic thing. It's more medicinal benefit. I need the email for Sitaram Foundation.
Sitaram Foundation.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Person's name.
Arun Verma.
I will invoice for 2 months now. March and April.
We need to go now.
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism and Sri the Divine, no, Sri the Fortune, Ravala, along with me, Geeta the Divine Song, will discuss about Ugadi. And Sri is really interested in talking about the Pachadi. Looks like you're hungry.
I'm not hungry. That's very tasty.
Very tasty, okay.
Yes, because it's got a lot of tastes in it. It's quite a bit confuses you,
so
but you enjoy it.
What do you want to talk about the Pachadi?
See, you know, Ugadi, you know, it's celebrated like, you know, we mentioned earlier on in five states. That's mostly the Deccan region of India. It's a New Year celebration, just like, you know, what happens contemporarily on January 1st. It's going to happen this year on April 8th, Friday the April 8th. So it's pronounced as Ugadi in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana states and Yugadi in Karnataka and Konkani areas. And in Maharashtra, it's Gudi Padwa.
Gudi Padwa, yes.
Yes.
And it's also called Vikram Samvat.
Yes, that's like...
Bharatiya Navavarsh.
Yes.
And it falls in Chaitra Mas.
Yes.
Yes. And it, Ugadi, Yug Adi. If you break it into Yug Adi. So, Yug is time, Adi is the beginning. So, beginning of the time.
Time.
So
every year.
Every year.
Yes.
So, in, that's on...
April 8th this year.
This year, April 8th is falling. And
yes.
It's called Dhurmukhi. Every year we have a name. So I think this year was Manmada Nama Samatsara. Manmada. Next is Dhurmukhi. So I don't know what it's. It sounds a little scary to me. Dhurmukhi. Dhurmukhi.
You, so, scared, you are scared, we are scared, Geeta. So don't be scared.
No,
okay.
We surrender.
So enjoy.
We surrender. The name sounds scary.
Yes.
But we surrender to God.
Yes.
Lord Krishna. Our Ishtadev, so all the scariness will be gone.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's talk about the Pachadi.
Yes, and then also, like, you know, the month of April is quite a bit famous for Ugadi and also Sri Ram Navami, followed by Sri Ram Navami. Okay, so we have this neem leaves Pachadi, Geetaji.
Mm-hmm.
And then it tastes like a little bit bitter, sweet, bittersweet, mm-hmm. sour. And then it's quite a bit, you know, famous on Ugadi. So we'd like to know from you why we have so many tastes in one. And why we have to take on the beginning of Adi.
See, life, according to me, and I think you'll agree with me, life is not just happiness or sadness or, you know, going in a just in one-way direction. It's not a one-way street. So many things are mixed in our life. So I think Ugadi Pachadi resembles that, you know, at the beginning of the year, we kind of acknowledge that in our life also there is sadness that represents neem buds, which is bitter in taste, and then happiness, of course, sweet, jaggery in the pachadi, and then I think we add chili pepper also a little bit, so you know what happens when you eat chili. Chili is too super chili, even
spicy.
The sweetest person will get angry. You feed him chilies. Spicy. So that represents anger for me. And then salt is, it takes out negativities, negative ions, right? So signifying that that is for fear. And then tamarind juice, it's kind of
that's what I was
sour.
Thinking. Is something. There you go, tamarind juice.
Oh, that's the main thing.
Yes.
That's kind of, it's signifying the disgust that we have in us. Mm. You know, that's how. And then the mangoes is like a surprise.
Yes, and the mango is not the kacha. This is the kacha. Okay, they're not the
so
sweet
suddenly,
one.
So out
yes.
of this, see, it's made of tamarind juice, just like sambar, but the sambar has dal and all that. But it's just plain tamarind juice. And then you add the little buds of neem in that, and then jaggery in that, and chili peppers in that, and then salt in that. And then, so mainly it's a juice, tamarind juice, but we call it pachadi. And then you get those mango bites here and there.
Yes, kacham bites.
Are we going to get
mango is like, you know, you think of that yellow one.
Are we going to get pachadi next weekend?
Yes, yes.
You asked for it. You asked for it. We're going to get it.
My mom-in-law is in town. You're going to get the traditional pachadi for all the voice of, you know, Sanatan Hinduism hosts here.
That's
yes.
good.
And in Gujarat, there is also something special about this time. They drink just the neem leaves juice for 9 days.
9 days.
Right. Beginning of this, from the beginning, first to the ninth.
Oh.
And I remember in my family, my father always used to make sure that everybody drinks that for 9 days.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
And
nice.
maybe it has a lot of medicinal benefit behind that. Because
well,
you are changing the season.
Tamarind is very good for your digestion.
Yeah, tamarind is there, neem is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't gone, you know, deep dived into the medicinal part of it.
Medicinal
but it's quite a bit interesting and tasty. And
yeah.
then it takes away quite a bit of negativity from us.
From us. And also, I think tamarind juice is very good for your digestion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very good.
It's very good.
I can sleep all night with tamarind.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that tamarind.
That is Imli, right?
Yeah.
That is Imli. There you go.
Imli and tamarind are same.
Yes,
they're same.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, there's kacha imli and there's ripe one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the ripe one is the one which you make juice with.
Yes.
Right.
So that's
a little bit sweet side of the sourness.
Yes, yes. Mm.
So, we are talking about Ugadi, listeners, if you have just joined us. So, like, that's about it. We also spoke about neem pachdi, very famous. And we touched base on two important things that happens in south of India, sambar and Ugadi pachdi.
Sambar is different.
That's right. But you touched base on that. So, you know, anybody in the north, usually, you know, it is sambar in the south. So, that's how it goes.
Here's a beautiful Shiva Namaskara mantra which I want to play for you. Enjoy this Shiva mantra, Namaskara mantra.
You have the end notes, right? Yeah. But I think, ma, four numbers.
Oh, I have it.
Yep.
Maybe I need to update mine.
You want a habit, I'll give you the numbers. Kanti bhai updated mine. You need 832-361. Yeah.
I think I'll pull it from here.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
Or you can announce the
name. You can make it a little bit more Vedic style, I mean Hindu, instead of just saying funeral. So the 16th last samskar.
Whatever you tell.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to say?
The 16th last samskar. We'll do that. Yeah.
The human.
You don't want to say funeral cremation
service? We may say also, but also
add
this.
Also.
Add
this is good. Because it sounds a very traditional.
In 16 samskaras?
16th, not 16.
Final rise.
16th samskara.
16th?
This is the last one. Yeah.
Samskara.
Shard, right?
Shard.
Shard also.
No, Shard is Shard different.
Is after the cremation. Right,
oh,
13,
okay.
From 10th to 13th day.
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
The last is after the body.
So we say which arranges funeral and cremation services in 16th
yes.
samskara way.
Cremation is the 16th samskara.
Okay. So I don't say cremation then.
This is a cremation,
okay.
Which is the 16th samskara.
Which is the, okay,
yeah.
Cremation is the.
Yeah, cremation which is, yeah.
You want to do it?
No, I'll give it to you. You can read it.
No. I'll read it. I'll answer.
Okay.
You give the number. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. That is 16th samskara, last rites. And you can call for your cremation needs.
832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273.
And a big thank you to all sponsors, donors, supporters, volunteers, hosts, co-hosts, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sitaram Foundation and Meenakshi Temple. We thank you for supporting Sanatan Hindu Center. We'll be back next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on 11:10 a.m. And you can listen to us live on sanatanhinducenter.org, our 24-hour online radio. Have a blissful week. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat and the planet Earth, the whole cosmos. Stay positive and be happy. And happy Ugadi to all of you who are celebrating and who are not celebrating also. Happy New Year. Love and grace to all of you. Om
Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Priyanka overslept.
Priyanka, oh.
Where do you do that? At home?
No, at the same place where we conduct Ashirvad classes.
Oh, okay.